Zoltán Fekete, the CEO of the company, to start the presentation.
Thank you, Malgosia. Welcome, everyone. I'm pleased to meet you and have the opportunity to speak about the full year results of GTC. And also, before I get to the numbers, I would like to talk about another announcement that we made about expanding our management team. And I'm very pleased to introduce Barbara Sikora, who's joining us as CFO at GTC. And I will ask Barbara in a while to say a few words about herself, introduce herself. Aria Feltzman is moving into a more dedicated role into transactions, M&A, and exploring opportunities, growth opportunities in the market. And just to give you some background why we are making these changes, and you have probably noticed for the last 2 years, we've been more active when it comes to transactions, when it comes to exploring new opportunities, diversifying our business, and we also entered the Eurobond market, and we did capital raise, a lot of things that was led by Ariel. And since we continue to be active in the marketplace, explore the opportunities, we also felt that we need to strengthen the team. And this is why Barbara joined us, and Ariel will continue to focus on M&A / transactions capital markets. And Barbara's role will be as CFO to be in charge of accounting, auditing, financial reporting, controlling, and everything that the job involves. So I would like to ask Barbara to briefly introduce herself.
Thank you, Zoltán. Hello, everybody. A great honor to present myself. In a nutshell, 23 years in financial positions, starting from audit, financial management, controlling, asset management, to CFO and CEO positions. More than 18 years in construction and real estate, starting from such companies as Arthur Andersen and Ernst & Young, through General Electric, Budimex, Eastbridge Group, through Atrium, to end on Atrium. The biggest one, I would say, Griffin Real Estate, the longest, the most exciting one. In terms of interesting projects completed that I was in charge of, I would say, in charge of with the team, a big team, was to set up, run, and finance residential for rent platform with Griffin Real Estate. The others to mention, I would say, acquisitions, sales, tax projects, and a lot of financing. I believe there is nothing I haven't really touched in the finance. Well, I think that's the most important part.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the future, obviously, you will have the chance to talk to Barbara directly. She's joining us from May 1st. And I just wanted to start the call with this news. Turning to the results, I would like to ask Malgosia to start the presentation. Thank you. 2022 has been another active year for us. As we discussed before, and as you also saw in some transactions, we are in the process of partly a strategy shift, expanding the strategy of GTC, moving into new areas, diversifying into areas like digital, technology-related investments. We are also exploring possibilities in the field of alternative energy. In a way, it's also a real estate business with very good returns. We are also exploring the possibility in the field of PRS, and we are also looking at possibilities in Western Europe. So geographical diversification is also on the cards. Actually, this whole strategy started when the Serbian portfolio, office portfolio, was sold. This deal only closed in January last year. So the result of that is only shown, started to kick in 2022. And this, just to remind everyone, this transaction, which was a 267 million euro sale of the partly aging office portfolio in Serbia, in Belgrade, allowed us to, in a way, receive investment grade rating, to make a very successful Eurobond issue in 2021. And we benefit from then. If we look at the financing cost, 2.2%, which is a great thing to have these days. And it's really the result of the hard work that was done. At the same time, it shifts focus in our portfolio to investment grade countries, safer markets. It improves the risk profile of the group. Of course, this diversification means also more transactions, and the changes in the management also a reflection of the requirement on the personal side. So if we look at the results, our annual revenues reach 167 million euros. And gross margin reached 119 million euros. This is somewhat less than the year before. However, it is partly related to the strategy shift, as I mentioned before. We were selling assets in a higher revenue generating country and move focus to a safer market. I have to also mention, it doesn't mean that we will leave Serbia and Belgrade. The outlook in that market is still positive. We are doing developments and rebuild the portfolio in Belgrade as well. If we have to compare the changes, as I mentioned, in terms of revenue, the Serbian portfolio representing 19.4 million euros. So basically, it's a significant move downwards. Of course, we also managed to replace with new acquisitions. The acquisitions bring 7.1 million euros on the plus positive side. We also had the Pillar office building, which came online, opened in March last year, that added 2.7 million euros with respect to last year to revenues. And we are on the other side, due to lower level of occupancy, our revenues dropped 8.1 million euros. On the other hand, retail and growth in the retail sector compensated to that 6.8 million euros. And we also last year put through indexation in the range of 4.5 to 5% that brought 4.7 million euros in terms of revenues. FFO is 68 million for 2022. Our NAV stands at 1.273 billion euros as at December 31st. Our LTV remained conservative, 44.5%. Occupancy across the board stands at 88%. Or stood 88% at the end of the year. We continued to have a strong cash position. At the end of last year, it was 115 million euros. And since then, we closed the sale of an office building in Debrecen, Hungary, which generated 47 million euros in net cash. So with all that, we are above 150 million in the current cash position. If we turn the page on the next slide, just would like to give you some highlights on the office side of the business. 84% of our office portfolio is green certified. Our occupancy on the office side stands at 84%. We had some successes on the leasing front. We leased 110,000 square meters in 2022. We commenced construction of Matrix C office building in Zagreb. And we have 92% pre-lease at the moment. So basically the building is filled. We also commenced the development of Center Point 3 in Budapest. That's a 36,000 square meter GLA building. Last year, we completed altogether 54,000 square meters of office development, which will bring 10.8 million euros annual revenue. This includes Pillar, which we completed in Budapest in March last year. This is the Exxon Mobil headquarters building, one of the largest offices, by the way, for Exxon Mobil outside the US. This has an annual revenue of 6.1 million euros. We also completed in November GTCX in Belgrade. That's a 17.7 thousand square meter building, fully leased. 3.6 million euros annual rent. And we also completed the development in Sofia Tower, Class A office building, which will generate 1.1 million. The leasing of that is still ongoing. We are around 70% occupancy. On the next page, I would just like to highlight the transactions. I mentioned we are more active on the transaction front. And as I always say, it is important to demonstrate that every time to the market, that every time when we sell an asset at book value or above, we can demonstrate to investors, analysts, valuers that our shares are undervalued and the discount to NAV is not justified. I think it's also important, as I mentioned, that we are looking to grow in new areas, in a way diversify away from the region, from Central Europe, but it doesn't mean that we do not consider ourselves as a major player in our core business in Central Europe. So, I mentioned the sale of Serbian office portfolio. We sold a smaller office building, Cascade, in Bucharest. That was an aging property that generated net proceeds of 10 million euros last year. We also sold Matrix AB in Zagreb. It's a major transaction in the Croatian market. And we, as I mentioned, we sold and closed the transaction in January for office for Forest office building in Debrecen. On the next page, I just would like to give you some highlights of how the retail side of our business is developing. It has been a very positive year on the retail front. Our occupancy stands at 96%, and the positive trends continue throughout the year. We are above pre-COVID levels, of course, on the retail side. Inflation, we realize the impact of inflation as well. And we managed to lease 35,000 square meters on the retail front. Probably we could do more, but we are almost fully occupied. So thank you very much. If you have questions, I can answer that, or otherwise, if not at this stage, then Aria would continue.
Okay, thank you very much, Zoltan. So going into the office the portfolio, how the portfolio it is. It's we have today 2.4 billion euros in assets. The comprehensive, you know, you see it on the screen with over 90% income producing assets, 65% on the office sector, a well diversified portfolio, and we believe in a more stronger diversification, as pointed out by Zoltan at the beginning of this call, with less than 2% of really current development under our balance sheet. So very conservative. We're very cautious on which development we launch. 93% new countries, thanks to the reposition of the portfolio mentioned by Zoltan also beginning of last year, with the disposal of Serbia and the transition into more investment-grade countries. Exposure, very healthy WALT, you know, around 3.7 years. So I think this gives you a snapshot at the end of 2022 regarding our portfolio. Going into the development projects, as I mentioned, we have a couple of developments under construction, less than 2% of our portfolio. Malgosia, if we go to the next slide, yes. Basically, we have Matrix C, which we launched last year, already 92% pre-lease. Just to mention a little bit of the completions, Pillar completed in March, 100%, almost 100% lease. Also completed GTCX in November. Today, we are happy to say it's 100% lease. And also Sofia Tower 2, which was completed by the end of last year, which we are above 70% and also under negotiations, the remaining 30%. On the development, what we have today, it's Matrix C, which is going to be completed in the next, basically in the next few months. Rose Hills, we are progressing with the redevelopment of this beautiful campus on the Budesai. And also the reposition of Center Point 1 and 2 as a redevelopment, as a former ExxonMobil headquarters. And basically this, we are basically turning part around the common areas. There's a lot of heavy work doing by the team to basically reposition this older asset we have in our portfolio, but make it up to the standards of today, with the competitive rents as well. And we still, you know, we're working on pre-leasing already. I think we have repositioned already 10% of the vacant area by Exxon already. It's pre-let, and we're working on future leases. We launched last year Center Point 3, which is the continuation of the campus of Center Point 1 and 2, a new shiny building, 36,000 square meters. We are working on the pit formation. I mean, we are completing the pit formation and underground works. And the leasing team is working very hard to pre-let this building, and also in parallel working on the financing as well. Just to say that combined with all these completions of all these assets, this will contribute in addition 14.1 expected rental income. This is pre-inflation. This is where estimations on estimations that we've done 12 months ago, by the way. Moving into the next slides, I think Zoltan mentioned a little bit about, you know, the beginning about our big shift and some changes on the rental revenues. We end up the year end with 25 million euros profit. Just to zoom in on a couple of items, gross margin from operations, we're down 6.5%. Mainly as a result of the sale of the office portfolio, 20 million euros loss of rent, but that was quickly recovered with the acquisitions in Hungary, 8 million euros, which we acquired during 21, middle of 21, and then also some on 22. Just to mention a few, Batsy Green, the Universum as well, Batsy 188. Also the completion of Pillar, which contributed 3 million euros during the course of this year. And as we continue the next projection in the next 12 months, this asset will contribute around 6.5 million euros to the operations. We have a great performance of our retail assets during the course of 2022. I think we've seen a big recovery on the retail part with new trends, people coming back to the shopping, with a downturn on online shopping and the online shopping as well. Just to mention a few figures, you know, the whole contribution was 9.5 million euros on the retail side, with the Polish malls contributing 6.3 million euros, up to 32% on a like-to-like basis on a year comparison. Just to give you a flavor, Avenue Mall Zagreb also up 12% with no lockdowns in 21 in comparison to 2022 as well. And we managed to start bringing Adam Mall into the great path with 30% up, 1.6 million euros increase on a like-to-like basis in the Belgrade shopping mall. Indexation also play positively into the figures, while our finding costs remain fixed in the medium term. This contribute positively 4.7 million euros with average index applied between 4.5 to 5.5%. This was applied all over across the portfolio with no issues in collection. And we have already we're applying the new index, which is expected also. We are, in 2023, we are looking at double digit index in the portfolio as well. Just to mention a little bit about the valuations, we posted a 29 million euros loss on the revaluation from investment property. Just to zoom in, because the number is a little bit distortion from this perspective, we booked losses over 50 million euros in the last 12 months as a result of expansion on the yields, 27 million euros on our Polish portfolio, 30 million euros of Hungarian portfolio, and 11 million euros on the remaining part of the portfolio. This was offset with the completion of our developments pillar, GTCX, which contributed positively development profit of 18.5 million euros, and also the successful disposals of Matrix, the Office Matrix campus in Zagreb, and Forest in Debrecen, which contribute positively 4 million euros into this line. Finance costs, we now see the fruits of the whole heavy work on the financing side in the course of 21. If we deduct the net one-off, which was around 7 million euros related to the reshuffling of the bonds versus secure financing, we have a decrease on a like-to-like. It's not a given today, a decrease of 7% on the funding cost, on interest funding costs, and that will also allow us to keep this funding cost on this very low level in comparison to market trends. Just going into the next slide. So on the balance sheet, as mentioned by Zoltan also at the beginning, we are repositioning the company in a different path from what it used to be, with bigger diversification with the entrance of this our acquisition in Ireland. You see on the line of non-current financial assets, 130 million euros. That's acquisition of 115 million euros in the Kildare campus. A great acquisition with a big added value to the company and the local team. The dedicated management team is working to basically achieve the key milestones regarding the permit and working on the potential lease agreements as well. We end up with a very strong cash position, 115 million at the end of 22, which additionally, after the sale of Forest, will increase to 150. Plus, we still have our RCF, 94 million euros undrawn. And just to mention on asset held for sale, that line, it's mainly Forest, which was completed back after balance sheet early January. So we still have a few land plots which are under sale in Poland. Moving to the next slide. The debt matrix, healthy maturity, 4.4 years, with no major refinancings in the next 12 to 18 months. We are getting ready to repay our bonds in the Polish market, 31 million euros. Our next payment is coming in the next few weeks. And we're getting ready to repay. We don't see the need yet, to touch capital markets given the circumstances today. Healthy net LTV, 44.5%. Healthy, average funding cost, 2.21%. Just to mention, 95% of our total debt today, it's either hedge, fixed, or with any eventualities increases on the interest rates. And it's also visible on the balance sheet side, which a big asset we have in the balance sheet today, which is all our IRS positions, over 25 million euros assets in our company. We could say the hedging policy we've been establishing in the last few years is paying off today. Then just to mark up a little bit on the side of the bonds covenants, healthy coverage ratio 3.5 times, secure leverage 21%, encumbered properties 54%, increase from 45% last year. A thing to mention regarding our cash flow positions. Indeed, our operating cash flow is coming down. We discussed the reasons from a P&L perspective and also cash flow perspective as well. And I think the main contributors to the strong cash position that we presented by the end of 2022, the major transaction activity we have done since the beginning of last year until today, with over 300 20 million euros in sales and net proceeds over, I would say, close to 200 million, plus the issuance of shares that we completed at the beginning of January, 120 million euros, offsetted by the acquisition in Ireland, give us a very strong cash position and ready to find new growth opportunities. With this conclude our presentation. I want to thank the whole management team. It's been a pleasure being the CFO of GTC. I wish Barbara good luck. I will be looking at you on my new position in the company. Looking forward to talk to every one of you. I think we have very exciting things ahead of us. So I'm a little bit mixed reviews, you know. I don't want to... But look, we're open to ask for query on a Q&A.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the formal presentation. So whoever wants to ask a question, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hey guys, Jakub here. If no questions, I would ask a couple if I may. Thanks for the presentation, Barbara. Welcome on board. Maybe starting with the LTV, could you outline some more specific steps? How would you be looking to bring down the leverage in the next 1-2 years?
Well, we presented 44.5%. That's after disposal of Forest. I mean, the thing of the need to bring the LTV down, it's the best thing we have been doing so far. It's presenting two things at the same time, either proving the market that we are doing transactions of book value or above book value, and through the disposals is reducing the LTV, number one. And also, you know, we are also... in the end, also looking for new investment opportunities with added value, which could also contribute to the rapid increase to our asset value as well. Not only through development as we have done, but also through the, you know, added value acquisitions like Ireland, for instance. And we also, you know, screening the market for new investment opportunities will also contribute positively to an increase on our assets. So I don't know, Zoltan wants to add that something from his side.
No, I think disposals, we are always open to the opportunities. Honestly, we never actively pursue disposals. We always we have this approach that potentially our assets are for sale. They are, what we focus on is the performance of the assets, and there's always a buyer for those. And I think over the last 2 years, we demonstrated that we've been doing that successfully. Just to give you the exact figures, over the last 2 years, we actually managed to sell 376 million euro gross asset value, which generated 234 million net cash. So we have some discussions even today in progress. Of course, it's not an easy period. It's not like 5 years ago, but we are still active and we see the possibility to sell assets. Of course, we always have to find the best way to reinvest. And as you, if you look at the balance sheet, 160 million plus 94 million unused revolving credit facility gives us good comfort. I don't know if this answers the question, Yuku.
No, it's helpful. Thank you. I mean, would you say that there is a chance that on a net basis, GTC could be a buyer of assets, or certainly disposals will outweigh acquisitions in the next, say, 12 months?
I don't think it makes sense to sell more than what we invest. So I don't. I wouldn't say disposals will outweigh. It's as you know, for example, the investment in Ireland is currently the 150 million euros that we made is currently the revenue generation is quite small. It's a development project. So obviously, in a way, if we look at the next, let's say, 2 year horizon, that should give the results. It's a development. So it takes, when we made the decision to invest last summer, we knew that we're looking at a 2 year kind of development period, which in this sense, just to give you some more color on the situation, it's the development on that front takes much longer, but within 2 years, we would expect to realize some significant uplift on that. So the profile of that investment is very different. Now, if opportunity comes and value can be realized, of course, we are always willing to sell to realize gains. I always say that paper profit is we are not interested in. Of course, this is not the period to talk about that. We like to realize gains through disposals. At the same time, of course, we have to invest wisely. And as I also mentioned, we do not restrict ourselves only to Central Europe. We are looking at developed markets as well.
Thanks. On the solar farm initiative and on the Polish resi for rent market, could you also give us an update on the status of these projects?
Yes, we see interesting opportunities, good yield generation potential in solar in Hungary. There have been in the past lots of projects commissioned and they are becoming operational. So we are not looking at developments. We are looking at possibilities to invest in already revenue generation opportunities. And in terms of size of investment right now, initially we're just looking at a few million euros, just to give you an indication. And of course, I think the synergies between green energy generation and real estate portfolio, these synergies are quite obvious. Through that, we would have a natural kind of hedge in terms of energy prices, because we would be generating our green energy. Of course, it's more complicated than that, but that's really the theory, the idea behind it. And others are exploring these possibilities as well. As you know, in terms of PRS, Ariel, would you like to say about that?
Yeah, sure. We're working on that front very actively. We are looking for potential partnerships also to operate with. We have our beautiful site in Warsaw, which everyone is fully aware, which is called Bilanov. So we are working to test and see whether you know, that site could be applicable for the, you know, for PRS. I'm working very closely with the authorities as well, and reposition the you know, the plot in a way that it would be our, let's say, our growth engine in this sector. But you know, it's a long way to that. We are still working on permitting and planning. But it's a good start. At the same time, we are screening on the market for opportunities and see how we can cooperate with different players in the market, especially on the, we're looking at the Polish market and three main key markets, Warsaw, Wrocław, and Krakow. And we see the potential, we see the demand and the growth. And this, as we said, it's part of GTC strategy. But you know, we don't want, we were very active last year in the summer, then, you know, market changes. So we are looking for good opportunities, really good opportunities to bring the added value. And hopefully we have good news in the near future, Jakub.
On Vilanov, if I could just may give you some more color, specifically what we are working on is environmental study. It takes more than a year and a half. Discussions with the authorities about the direction of development, architecture concept is an important part because we would like to be able to present to the city what we are planning to do. And as part of the whole concept, we are actually increasing the the PRS element of that project.
No, thanks very much. That's helpful. Could I also ask you on leasing and especially office leasing? How did the leases which you closed during last year and which you are closing so far this year, how do they compare to ERVs? And what is sort of the like-for-like momentum in new leases, those which are being rolled over versus what has been in place prior? And also, if you could talk about the outlook for office occupancy and how likely do you think that we could see some progress on that this year?
Sure. Just in general, of course, everybody knows and talks about it. The office side of the business is not so easy these days, as tenants look for alternatives, even to give back space. So basically, I can say 2 years ago or even 3 years ago, retail was an issue that had to be resolved, and we managed to do that. These days, it's office that we really have to focus on. And we have some challenges in the portfolio. Right now, I can say Citygate in Bucharest has occupancy in the range of 70%. We managed to bottom up. It was actually well below 70 about a year ago. So went down to 60. We are filling that building. We have also challenges in like UBP and Lodz, for example. We are working on that. Luckily, the portfolio is big enough, and I'm sure we will resolve those situations. And I would like to ask Janusz about ERV and new leases and extensions.
Yes, welcome everybody. I'm Janusz Gady, Chief Operating Officer of GTC. I can confirm that for last year and that's still continuing, we are able to sign new leases at the ERV above ERV level in most of the locations. So actually it's not the rent which is a challenge for us in certain cases, it's rather the location of our assets. Parallel to that, when it comes to renewal of the leases, I would say that 95% of the renewals are happening at passing rent. And even though there was no question about it, but probably it's also interesting to hear for all of the investors that, you know, we're already almost in May. Of course, indexation of 2022 happened in case of all office and retail leases. The average indexation rate for the leases for all of the countries was between 10 and 11%. And so far, we didn't hear any issues. Everybody keeps paying the rent. So that's definitely a success. So it seems that our tenants and our partners, they accepted this new era. They were able to accommodate the indexation. And also they understand that because of construction cost and our financing cost increase, you know, when it comes to renewals and new leases, there is no discount available on the market. In terms of leasing prospect for this year, what I can I can just elaborate and I can confirm what Zoltán mentioned. I think, you know, generally the, our portfolio is pretty healthy. With that said, we have a few challenges, mainly in the secondary cities of Poland, Łódź and Poznan. And in Bucharest, the Citygate project, which is currently 70% leased, but because of its location, that's challenging. But we try to look also for alternative use of all of those buildings. So we try to do our best. If you want to ask, you know, what is the forecast for this year, I think that we will do everything to improve the overall occupancy of our buildings, of our portfolio, but because certain areas and certain elements of our portfolio are in cities where you know, we cannot necessarily change the environment, you know, I don't think that we can achieve 95%. But we do all of our best to keep, you know, the current occupancy or even further increase. And now we have the proper team in place in all the countries.
And just one other thing, if I could add, I'm sure you noticed there were some management changes within GTC last year, like country heads and some people were promoted. Basically, the shift is about we want to basically build on the people who can be proactive and really be active and strong in a situation when we will have to be able to be in the front line in front of potential tenants. This is not easy these days. The results luckily don't show that much, and we are progressing. We also strengthened the leasing team in Poland. We also made changes within other areas in Hungary as well. So, of course, these challenges were expected even a year ago, and this is why we acted. And I'm absolutely certain that we will get through this period. And overall, as Janusz also mentioned, the quality and the overall occupancy is strong, and we are keeping ERV. The rent levels don't really change. If you look at the overall market, in general, vacancy numbers do not change to the negative. In fact, in some places even dropped. So that's the overall environment as well. Just wanted to mention.
Thanks very much, and thanks, Janusz, for the added color. That's very helpful. Last from my side, and sorry for hogging the floor on dividend. Can you give us sort of some insight on how you are thinking about distribution in this environment, and what factors would maybe consider or affect the decision?
Sure. Obviously, we had some write-offs, as you see in the results, which has to be taken into consideration. I can't at this point give any indication about recommendation for dividend or what we would say. Obviously, it also depends on some transactions which are in the pipeline. So I think we'll have to wait until end of May to give you some more color on that.
That's clear. Thank you very much, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, are there any more questions to the management of GTC? As there are no more questions, thank you very much for your participation. Thank you to the management for the presentation. And in case you have any additional questions, I'm remaining at your disposal. So just give me a call or send me an email and I will try to help you to understand the results. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.